Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival. Today I'm in company of Adrian Sitaru, who's here to present in Festa Mobile, The Fixer. Adrian is also, as you already know, one of the members of the international jury here at the festival. So welcome back, Adrian.
Thank you very much for being again here.
So today is your day. It's your day that you just had the press conference of The Fixer, so you got to talk about your film. Would you give us a brief introduction of The Fixer?
Introduction? Yes, The Fixer is... a film, I think, about abuse. This is what we consider. The story is about the fixer is a word used for people who are working usually for journalists, foreigner from abroad who are coming, and it's this specific film are two French journalists who are coming in Romania, and the fixer, the main character, is trying to manage everything from them to translate, and somehow he's hired for this job. Sorry. And they have to meet a girl, a minor at 14, who was trafficked in Paris, and now he's back in Romania, and they try to make a report about what happened there.
What's the starting point of The Fixer? I read that it's based on true events that really happened, and that's the inspiration.
Yeah, it's true. It's inspired by true events, and because my DP work like fixer before coming to the film school, he wants to be a journalist, and it happened this story when I think he remains with this dilemma what he did in that situation, because he felt and he's still feeling like he is also like a pimp wishing and pushing this girl to have this report. A report, and also being so well paid and leaving the girl in the same poverty and maybe in even more danger because she talked for report. So, and I was very attracted about this subject because I'm feeling sometimes I have dilemmas about what I'm doing when I'm doing films, because in the name of art, we are with best intentions, like our journalist in the film, with best intentions for the good journalist, we are abusing or some. Without even seeing what.
And the limit is always moving, and you have to always try and find a balance, but it's very difficult.
Exactly.
And that's what we were discussing your film in a daily review of today's festival, and there was something that we were discussing. It's very difficult. It's constantly moving and changing, and it's challenging. And we don't really know what to do, because we end up, as in the film, as perpetuating a crime in a certain way.
It's very difficult. I don't have answers to this dilemma, and actually that's why we had in the film another plot about the relationship between the main character and not his boy, he's the boy of his girlfriend. And because we talk a lot when we wrote the script about abuse, but also how we are abusing our own children without even noticing. Of course, it's not a big abuse, we are not beating, but when we are pushing them to do something against their wish, it may be something wrong. And why this? Because all this competitional world, we want to be, and our kids to be number one, to be the best, and contest in the school and everywhere. And it's, I don't know where is the fault. This is the way the world it's working. But yeah, sometimes maybe I think at least we should take care about this, our behavior with at least our children, and to see more about and to care more about, and because I think we have in our DNA an abusing, especially men, of course, coming from thousands of years ago. So it's something that remains in everything what we are doing.
In the film, let's talk about the technique you use. For example, there is a very strong and effective use of the zoom, the close-up. So what is radical choice? Is it
About zooms?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a concept that we decided together with the DP. we want to shot the film in the way or close to the way or the TV crew are doing and a report. So we watch many reports. Actually, he worked like also like camera operator for TV reports. I work in television for 2 years, so I try to pick up from there some tricks, let's say. Mm-hmm. But they are very cheap because actually in a report you don't have too much time to prepare like in a cinema. So it was half-half. You are using zooms and you can see, but sometimes when you have time, this kind of 360 degrees panoramic thing, and it's just to look as much as good as possible for a TV report. So we try to take these stylistic mm-hmm. things from the TV and to put in our film.
Contemporary Romanian cinema often focuses on, you know, strong dilemmas, let's call it that, of the characters. So is the ethical problem sometimes, do you think that it's a collective and political issue in Romania and Europe at the moment?
It's difficult to say. I never think about it like that. I just realized that because I'm never thinking about what is exactly about my films, but this ethical dilemma problem and moral, I think it's more or less in all my films. But I didn't count how much are in European or Romanian other films. But I think it is a big issue. And I saw also films from Torino Film Festivals with this dilemma.
Yes.
It was a Chinese one. So I think it's an universal problem, this moral dilemma. It's not about laws or against the law, about against your own beliefs and principles. And this is the most interesting for me, at least.
How was the press conference? Is there something that Italian journalists, since we're talking about this topic as well, noticed or thought about the film that hit you and that was different from the reception of the film?
No, I didn't notice something. Or if you are asking about connection with the
Yes,
Italians.
I'm talking, I want you to know about the reactions of traveling through festivals and if there are some differences in the way the film has been received and the things that the people are noticing and focusing on.
No, it was a good feedback. I mean, I think that they understood that everything. It was more about some scenes that apparently are not connected with the film, but when why, and try to explain. It's a, let's say, weird, the scene with the hand, with the, how it's called, a disabled man who has an artificial hand in a train anyway, and I try to tell that for me it was a kind of symbol, this hand, because we have these hands or a hand, you can use it abusing or so slapping somebody, or at the same time you can care the same person, so it depends how you are using our hand. It's like a symbol of the entire film, so I try to connect somehow with the film, but to not be too on the nose. So this kind of discussion was, but not about differences between Romanian or Italian film.
What do you think that the role of films should be? I mean, do you believe in message films?
Not at all. I don't like film with messages. It's like propaganda for me.
Yeah.
You cannot. I would have been a priest or something, guru, if I know what to do and to say to the people. If I have good messages, in my films I just put, I think, questions to the audience and to the people, and I hope to have some answer to my own dilemmas, and that's all.
Thank you so much, Adrian.
Thank you too,
and good luck with the fixture and obviously with your duties as Jewy member. Now we're all can't wait to know what you decided. We're very curious now.
We still have to see three films.
Yeah, three
today
films.
And
yes, but
we'll
which obviously, as you know, we're still trying to come up with some. We're trying to guess already. So, and this was Adrian Citaro, director of The Fixer, screening at the 34th Torino Film Festival in Festa Mobile. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.